Cameron, let's take a moment, full tent here for the cover crop discussion at Technology Days.
Yeah, we had a good crowd, a lot of interest in cover crops. Guys are realizing we need to improve soil health, and cover crops can definitely help out with that. So there's a lot of interest last year, and this year has even been more. It's really good.
Well, let's take a moment for those just beginning with cover crops. Where do they begin?
Well, I mean, obviously, they've got to look at their whole program. They've got to start with their cash crop program and see how cover crops can fit in, whether they can seed it early, seed it with a drill. They have to really sit down and figure out what their strategy is going to be and what improvements they're trying to make on their farm so they can pick the right cover crop that'll fit them and then move forward.
There are a lot of cover crops available. How do you decide what's going to work best?
Well, again, there are certain cover crops that are going to do really well that overwinter very well. There's some cover crops that winter kill out very well. And again, it depends on what the personal needs of each individual operation is. So, my personal opinion is I like things that overwinter. I like on our farm things that are going to be there in the spring and we've got to kill out. I think it really, really works the best on our farm.
From your experience on your farm, what has cover crops meant?
Well, it definitely means a lot. Soil erosion especially, we don't have near the washing on our farm we used to have when we didn't have cover crops to hold the residues in place all winter, and it keeps our soil in place. We're getting our roots deeper and deeper, plus 40 inches deep, and you think about how those roots dying down that deep and allowing the water to follow those root trails down, and the next cash crop roots being able to go down those same decayed root channels. It stimulates our earthworm populations, which it helps our soil health. We're slowly building up organic matter. That's a long, slow process. But again, over time, we're improving our soil health, which will mean higher yields and better bottom line at the end of the year.
If there is one mistake that someone would make with cover crops first time out, what would that mistake be?
Boy, that's a loaded question right there. First time out, I guess I would not say what the biggest mistake would be, but the best thing to do would be to find somebody that's using cover crops in their immediate area. Find somebody that is currently doing it and try to basically shadow them as far as pick their brain, read some magazines, look on the internet. But the biggest thing is find somebody that's using cover crops and ask them how to get over those first year challenges.
Are we at the optimum time for cover crops right here, latter part of August, going into fall?
Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, right now, I explained earlier, the last 2 days, our planes have been flying. We're flying cover crops on now. Next week, we're going to start seeding with our high boy seeder. And, we're trying to get all of our work done before we ever get into harvest. Depending on the fall, you can drill things, of course, too, but we want to make sure we do that earlier part of harvest.
So how late can we go?
Cereal rye can go into November in this region, and still be successful. Radishes, you go mid-September, you go much past that, we're probably asking for trouble. So it really depends on the cover crop species, how they're being seeded, and the crop that you're seeding them into.
So what's the seed availability look like here this fall?
Well, right now, the demand has been really high. A lot of guys are very interested in putting cover crops on and getting things lined up. Right now, things look good. I'd say in a couple weeks, things are going to be definitely a lot tighter.
Cameron, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks.